Hey Nick, how's it going?
Very good, thanks Martin. How are you?
Good, thanks. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year indeed.
Did you have a good one?
It was good, yes.
Good.
It was quiet.
Yeah.
No baby yet.
Oh.
Still waiting. Monday just gone was the due date, so it's 3-4 days over now.
Right.
So I really did think the baby was going to come on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Because that would have been the same, because Isabel was early, so that would have been the same day's number early. Nothing yet.
So interesting times.
There's an appointment with the midwife this afternoon, so we'll see what the report is then.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario is I think it'll be next week there would be an induction.
Yeah.
Going on, so yeah. All good.
Excellent. What did you do for New Year's Eve? I guess you were stuck in, weren't you?
We just stayed in, yeah. Our actual plan was we weren't expecting to stay up. We were expecting to go to bed about 10, but one thing led to another, and we were still up at 1 in the morning, so we saw it.
So we did the same. We just stayed in. But every year, I sort of talk to a few people and think, yeah, we should do something this year, something different. Because I remember it used to be a big night out when I was younger, but these days it comes around and it's just like, oh, I can't be bothered, just stay in.
We're getting old, Martin.
Yeah, what can you do on a New Year's Eve? That's
when you got kids as well, I guess.
Yeah, that's the.
I guess you could have a meal, and the kids could have a sleepover or something.
Yeah, or maybe a house party would be okay, but and all the kids sleep over or something. But I don't know, maybe think of something.
Well, there you go. We'll have to have a meal, stroke house party next year.
That sounds good. Yeah, we should do that. Something anyway.
So yeah, we ended up with a bit of cabin fever, probably from staying in. So yeah. we didn't go back to see parents or anything like that. We said we weren't going to. Everybody kind of left us alone, which is nice.
Yeah.
But then, by the Sunday, Christmas was on Friday, is that right? So by Sunday, we were kind of like, we've got to get out of the house and do something. So we decided to risk soft play. And I thought soft play was going to be crazy, full of people, but it was quite empty. So nearly had the place to ourselves, which
was amazing. Good. That's good.
I guess people either assumed it was closed still or were off visiting family and stuff. So
yeah, it's a weird time of year, isn't it? It's always... You know, either busy when you don't expect it and quiet when you do. It's strange.
Yeah, so that was good.
Good.
Did you manage to stay off your laptop?
I did.
Stay away from work?
I probably did about 4 hours over the course of I finished sort of Christmas Eve, which was the Thursday, and I went back on Monday this week properly. So, yeah, about 4 hours in between, which was good. And the best thing is that while I was not working, the developers that are working for me were working. So there's still stuff getting done, which is really good. Now I'm playing catch up really this week, trying to catch up with what they've done and sort the stuff out for the future, but that was really good. I managed to stay off it, and it feels good to chill out for a while and get a bit of space to think about everything that's going on and get a bit of perspective. So that was good. So
did you have any revelations?
I didn't know.
While you were away, or
I was fully expecting
big moments.
I was fully expecting to have some sort of brainwave or a brain fart and turn into get loads of notes written and stuff, but it just didn't happen. I was just too busy not thinking about it, I suppose. So it was good to start again on Monday, refreshed. And I kind of realised that actually there isn't anything I could do very much differently than I am now because of the different things I've got going on. It would be difficult to change how things are. So really it's just, I think, having had time to relax made me think that I probably need to try and think of the big picture a bit more rather than getting stressed at the slightest little things that happen every day. So I've been trying to do that a bit more. So
yeah. wasn't television crap over Christmas?
Yeah.
I know I say this every year, me and Sosa every year, but it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is again a thing of getting older and older, but
well then they seem to repeat it as well. So they did like a few films and things, and then a few days later they'd repeat them all again.
But it was all just animated films, wasn't
it?
That's all they bloody put on these days.
Yeah.
I guess that's all that ever gets made, but
Yeah, it wasn't good. We spent, so we got one of the things, Silvana bought me The Life of Pi in 3D because we got a Blu-ray thing last year, a Blu-ray player, and we haven't got any 3D films. So we thought she bought me that, but of course she wanted to see it.
Right.
So we watched that. That was quite good.
So we got 3D TV then?
Yeah. Well, that was it. Not by design. It was just of the ones we were looking at, that was the best telly and it came with 3D. So. Why not?
You have to wear the glasses then when you watch
it.
Is it good?
It's good, yeah. It's pretty good, yeah. I think the telly we got is it was the best telly of the ones we were looking at, but the 3D isn't the best 3D. So it's not the highest quality 3D, but it's good enough. And it was, we enjoyed it. It's good. So it's a lot of DVDs.
How long have you had the TV?
We had the TV a year now.
And this is your first 3D movie.
we borrowed one when we first got it. And that was, oh God, that was frozen 3D.
Oh no.
You can imagine. So yes, that was the first one since then. It's quite sad really, but there you go.
Must be cracking technology then. So yeah, I started the year in quite a positive frame of mind actually.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So it's been nice actually having Sophie around because she's on maternity leave now.
Right, yeah.
So I was
of course
chatting away to a chap I was playing golf with yesterday because he was saying, you know, you're still thinking of moving away and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And it's been nice because usually when Sophie's working, she's working 3 days a week. So for 3 days a week, it's just, I guess when you sit down and envision your family life of how you want it to be, those 3 days are just horrific.
Mm.
Like Sophie, the alarm goes off at 6:30. You know, it's a rush to get ready and get Isabel ready and get out of the house to get her to nursery on time.
Mm.
And Sophie, you know, even though she's a teacher and supposed to finish at, well, parents think everything finishes at 3:30.
Yeah.
She doesn't leave till, you know, 5:30, 6:00.
Yeah, yeah.
Gets back with Isabel. I see her for 30 minutes before she has a bath and goes to bed. And then we don't end up eating dinner till 9:00. And you kind of just sit down, don't you? And you think, is this what family life is really supposed to be like?
Yeah.
And I think it's that ongoingness or just, you know, misery. It's a real first world problem, I will say that.
Yeah.
Of me sitting down and going, you know, this isn't really what I want life to be like. And kind of, then you can't start thinking, you know, well, we'll move in somewhere else, fix these kind of things. Mm. And so since Sophie's been on maternity leave, which is when school broke up for Christmas, you know, it's just been a lot better because we've been at home.
Mm.
You know, there's not been any rushing around to get to work, drop Isabel off at nursery and stuff like that. And it's been nice. And kind of those thoughts of, you know, need to move away and stuff have kind of dissipated.
Yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, it's always, quite often we think about moving away somewhere quieter and stuff, and I can imagine us living in the countryside at some point in the future, but I don't know when that will be. But it's like you still move you. It's still the same you, and it's still the same family, just at a different place.
Yep.
And so all the things that you've got to do, unless you have a complete life change, you're still got to do it all. And you're absolutely right. One of the things that that I realised that was getting me stressed and annoyed was the routine that we were in. You know, the same thing every day. Well, not the same thing every day, but every week, you know, you have the same problems and the same things to sort out, like who's going to take Lois swimming and all that sort of stuff. And it does, if you let it get you down, it really does.
Mm.
We need to break that somehow. But I've been trying, that's the main thing I've been trying to sort of focus on not getting stressed about and just it's got to happen, so just do it, you know.
I've also noticed as well, and this wasn't intentionally, but Sophie and I, we seem to have stopped watching Grand Designs and the other house building type programs.
Yeah.
And you know, so on those, they're always building these brilliant houses, aren't they? Mm. And moving away to the country and stuff like that. And just for some reason, we've either stopped watching that much TV or stopped watching those particular programs on E4 and 4More and all that kind of stuff. And so maybe that's helped as well.
It's funny, isn't it? How things can change the way you think about things. Yeah. It's
cool. Yeah. So I sat down as well in between Christmas and New Year. Or perhaps it was just at the start of New Year. I kind of did have a think about what I want to spend my time on over, I won't say the next year, but, you know, over the next couple of months. And kind of put, not goals around it, but kind of amount of time that I want to spend each week on certain things.
Right.
So whether that's, for example, 5 hours practicing golf a week. So that's like actually down the driving range practicing rather than playing. 5 hours doing exercise a week and so on, and then X amount of hours on particular work things. And so I've kind of been trying to track that and see, and I've tried to set reasonable targets as well.
Yeah.
So I've actually given myself a day off each week. So I've kind of worked out, you know, how many productive hours I think I could have each week.
Yeah.
Minus a day. Give myself a day leeway. And then set reasonable targets around that as well. And it's just gonna be interesting to see kind of at the end of each week how close I get to them. Mm. And then reset the targets as well. So if I have set ridiculously can't think of the right word now. Ridiculously
ambitious.
Ambitious targets. Then I can reset them. So that's good. But the focus for this month is really SEO stuff again.
Oh, right.
So, you know, I was thinking about doing a bit of consultancy work.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking about tackling like even just a new technology area like data science.
Yeah.
I think that'd be crazy right now.
Yeah.
Trying to learn a new technology and, you know, do some consultancy type work. So I'm going to focus on what I know, which is SEO and SEO audits and those kind of things.
Mm.
And I'm actually more enthused to do a bit more around VoucherCodes Pro and around that now as well.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the guys that we employed, this is going back a year and a half ago, we kind of bought a course. And I watched a course, but then I just gave like the link to the guys and said, you know, watch this and this is the approach we're going to take.
Yeah.
And having watched the course again since the start of the new year, the approach that they took was nowhere near what the course, like the framework and techniques that the course discussed anyway, which I'm frustrated about now, and also frustrated that at the time I didn't pay more close attention.
Yeah.
It's kind of that delegated and not checking up with what's going on type thing. So I'm going to undertake some of the work myself this month actually with a couple of pieces and see if it does bring the results we hope. Cool. Because with the voucher codes website, it's kind of like the most challenging type of sector to try and get linked into your site. So if we can get it in, get it to work for this one, then it'll kind of work for anyone. So
cool.
It'll be a good test.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah. So, excellent. Oddly enough, having kind of set these kind of areas that I want to focus my time on and stuff, then yesterday, you see Oculus Rift was released. Yeah. Or you could pre-order it,
okay.
The kind of first release version.
Yeah.
And I was actually on the order page.
Really?
Like, typing in my details.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what am I doing? I've just kind of decided what I want to spend my time on for the next month or so. And then I'm trying to order this new thing, this new shiny object.
Your life would disappear pretty quickly once you got one of those.
So I quickly closed the browser. And like, I guess I've started off the year on a good trend of not getting distracted by something new within the first few days. So, yeah.
That's good. Well, I've I got myself a brand new MacBook Pro, which I was pretty pleased about. So that was really good.
It's going to make you twice as productive then.
Yeah, definitely. Already is. It's so much faster actually than my old one's. Like 5 years old now, I realised, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went for the 15-inch, 16 gig of RAM. So it's really good. Yeah, really pleased with it.
Yeah.
That's my shiny new object for this year.
See, I'm surprised that you last with this. Your old laptop for so long.
It's mainly laziness, I think. I can't be asked to go and get a new one and move everything across and all that. It's just a pain in the ass, and it is proving to be a pain in the ass, but not as bad as it might be because a lot of it's in like Dropbox and virtual machines and stuff these days. So it's not as bad as it could have been. But yes, that's good. That's cheered me up a bit in the new year. Kind of got back into it on Monday. Like I said, developers was carrying on working and. So there's a bit of stuff there that I've needed to review, and I'm behind on that. I need to catch up on it.
Yeah.
But now I'm in it. So we've got customer number two, which needs to go live on the 22nd of Jan, and there's still a shitload to do for that. So I've got to do a lot of work, and I'll probably be working every weekend between now and then, which is only two. But I kind of was been prepared for that because it just needs to happen, and once it's happened and they're live, I'm not pretending that that'll be it, but there'll still be work for me to do. But it will be at least a milestone that I can say, right, that's there, and then they'll start paying me for that for the product. So that's good. I got another new lead to talk to on Friday night.
For kids club stuff.
Yeah, it's actually the after school club my daughter goes to. I've spoken to them about it before, and they're kind of interested, not interested. But now they want to actually have a look at it and see. So we'll see what comes of that. I need to get the marketing going on the site really, because I think last time we talked about loose goals for the next year, and if I'm going to get 10 customers on the product by the end of March, which was my plan, then I really need to have a website that I can send people to and people can sign up at. I don't think customers will come from SEO or from search for anything online really, but I think I'll need to have some sort of presence there that says this is legit and it's there. So I need to get something done there, but I've just not got time at the moment. It's just nagging in the back of my head.
You only need a one-page site up there, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I know, it's easier to say than it is to get down. But.
And this leads us into, unless you've got another quick update, but a question I'd got for today.
No, go with a question, yeah. That.
Yeah, so this is something that I've been struggling with. So I've kind of thought about renaming the products again, which is a bit of a silly thing to be thinking about, but just because it makes things a bit simpler, because the Kids Club Admin is the name of the product now because of the feedback I got from potential customers, but it doesn't really inspire me in terms of a name, and the Twitter handle can't have the word admin in it, which makes it difficult. And there are other things like that that are a problem. So one of my original ideas was Kids Club HQ, which I've decided to go for, but anyway, I've got the domain, the .net domain name. Obviously, the .com was unavailable, which is annoying, but I've got the .net and I've got the .co.uk. And it started me thinking about what the right way to do it is in terms of setting up. the sales and marketing page for the product, because a lot of what I'm doing now is, all of what I'm doing now is for customers in the UK, and there are specific regulations and things that they have to comply to, which are set by Ofsted, which is obviously a UK body. So although the stuff that we're building into the product is generic, so it doesn't say, you know, Ofsted say this or you have to do that, it just allows you to comply with those regulations more easily. So it's not specific to the UK, but I've got a feeling that the first customers are going to be mainly based in the UK, and a lot of the content that we might write on the website will probably be things about Ofsted, about making this easier for you, and that sort of thing. So long-winded explanation, but what I'm getting to is that eventually I want to be targeting Australia, United States, you know, anywhere really, because they all have these clubs and they may have slightly different regulations there. But of course, a lot of the content will be specific to the UK, and then maybe some content will be specific to USA, and maybe some will be specific to... So what's the best way to go in terms of, do you just have the global domain name, so the .net domain name, or the .com if I could get it, and then subdirectories for the actual for the actual individual countries, or subdomains, or actual, like I've got the .co.uk, so do you have the full on national domain for that country as your website?
I would start with it's more from a, not from an SEO, well, there would be an SEO impact when you wanted to go global, I guess, but from just I'd just start with .co.uk from now on, just to make it easier. And then when you do want to roll it out, don't have a whole entire separate site. If you're going to go global, sorry, I would go with .net when you want to go global, and then have little flags for the specific countries, so you can show country-specific information.
So that's what I've been thinking.
Because a lot of the marketing material will be similar, won't it? So you don't want to have a .oz site and a .co.uk that's got a lot of the same words on it, because then you could, in theory, get them for duplicate content.
Yeah, that's
the thing. When the global one does go live, you can just redirect the .co.uk stuff over.
Yeah, that's interesting, actually. Because I've done a little bit of research about it, just reading around a bit, and that's what I thought, what you were suggesting. And so you could have... the different domain name, and that would be really good. So the benefit, from what I've read, of having the .co.uk is that somebody searching on Google in the UK, it will have a higher ranking for them in the search results because it's a .co.uk and they're in the UK. But the negative side of it, from what I could read, is that if you're getting backlinks and things, so if I get backlinks to the .co.uk site, but then I launch the .net site globally, then those backlinks won't transfer in any way at all to the .net. So each individual country that you target with a separate domain name...
You'd have to get backlinks.
You'd have to get its own backlinks, so you can't sort of get any authority from any of the backlinks that you've got on other sites, which, I don't know, sounds a bit of a potential downside, but I don't know.
But you can, if there's specific pages... Then you can set the language on the pages anyway, so Google will start to use that for a differentiation of the country that you're targeting for specific pages and stuff.
Right.
it's a tricky one. Like, if you use French language, then obviously Google can pick up that page is French related and so on. It's always around the English language country that the issue is.
Might need to think about that a bit more then, maybe.
I wouldn't think too much about it. No. Just go .co.uk to start with.
Yeah.
When you're bigger and you have to think about that issue, I would think about it. Yeah. It's one of those things you can overanalyze, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
There's no right or wrong answer, so you're better off just going one and like go .co.uk.
Yeah.
It's not like you've flooded the UK market and you've run out of UK customers yet, is it? So
it's got to be a one-page site with a sign-up box on it.
Yeah, so I wouldn't think too much about it.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're making, by going .co.uk, you're not making a thing that you can't back out of and change later on. So
yeah, I could always, if we went with a global domain name like a .com or a .net, and then had subdirectories or whatever, you could always 301 redirect from the .co.uk to the correct file. So yeah, you're right, actually. That's good, yeah. Just .co.uk from now. Excellent. Thanks for that.
It's all right. If it all goes wrong, don't blame me.
Yeah.
They're all opinions.
Well.
No right or wrong answer in SEO. Well, for a lot of stuff, anyway. Yeah. Cool.
Go on.
There you go.
Well, I was just going to say another thing I've had to do recently, which is data protection. So obviously the system stores people's booking information, and because of the Ofsted regulations, they have to store other bits of information like their address, telephone numbers for emergency contacts, if the child's got any allergies or medical conditions, who the GP is for the child, mm-hmm. all that sort of stuff. And I'd had a chat with a few people I know that about data protection, and they know a bit about data protection, and had a feeling that I was probably in the clear, really, because I was doing pretty much everything I needed to do. But then I had a talk with my mastermind group the other night, and I mentioned a bit about data protection, and they were a bit more concerned about it because of the things like allergies and medical conditions and doctors stored for children. Kind of flags up that's kind of medical information, which has got a much more severe sort of considerations about it. So I just I registered with the data protection at the information commissioner's office the other day. So that's kind of a tick in the box in terms of saying that you're doing this stuff, and it's got some good guidance on there about what I do. And most of it I'm doing, I just need to get some of the processes written down. So I've got an official, this is the policy on this, this is right. how we do this, this is how we do that. So I need to get that done, but that's pretty straightforward. But I need to do more investigation about the medical side. So it is medical information, but it's not medical information. It's kind of, it's not detailed in terms of, I suppose it is at the end of the day. If someone's got an allergy, they've got an allergy. If somebody's got a medical condition. So I need to investigate that a bit more and work out if I need to do anything.
You can, it's back to SEO again. The Information Commissioner's website.
Yeah.
I think they have a list of sites or companies that comply to their guidelines.
Oh, right.
And so if you get a link off them, so you do, that's a really high domain authority to get a link off. So I'd look into that.
Interesting. I should look at
if
that.
If nothing else, it'd be worth doing for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it a .gov domain?
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah, which is like one of the best ones to get a link from if you can. So
okay.
If you can.
I'll have a look at that.
Do it. Or I'm not sure if they have that list of sites anymore because it's probably getting quite long. But yeah.
Cool.
Perhaps even contact them with a case and offer to do a case study for them or something about how you've complied and all those kind of things. Just getting a link like that would be a gold dust.
Yeah, that would. It is a gov day. I just looked it up. Oh, no, they've moved it. Brilliant. The ico.gov.uk, and the page comes up. We've moved to ico.org.uk. So I don't know why they've done that. But
anyway.
It's still
a high domain authority, so it'd be good to go.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be good. I shall look into that.
Cool. How's the health stuff going? The running? Did you do any running?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Boxing Day?
No. Over Christmas, I did nothing, so I had about 3 weeks of... 3 weeks? Probably was, actually, by the time I hadn't done anything before Christmas. But I've done two since the new year. So I'm back into my routine now, which is good. So I've put on a little bit of weight over Christmas, a few pounds. So I need to lose that.
I think everyone probably has, hasn't
they? Yeah. But that's another thing I thought about over Christmas. Just as well as feeling a bit stressed because I've got too much work on and all the rest of it, you don't eat properly, and I'd been feeling really sluggish and generally not that well. So I've decided to not go on a diet in particular, but I'm going to cut out like milk and bread.
Yeah,
for a while at least.
So you did that a while ago, didn't you? And you said about how much better you were feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing it, but bread's just so convenient.
I know.
For making lunch.
It's really funny because on Tuesday I had to go to an all-day workshop at a freelance client, and I was really starving on the way home, and I had like a 2-hour train journey to get home, and I was going into these places that you could buy food, and it was all like sausage rolls, pasties, sandwiches, cakes, and I was thinking, I don't want any of that. I just want something like a chunk of meat or something, you know. I don't want any of that stuff in pastry or bread. But it's really difficult to find stuff. But I'm carrying around with me now a little pot of nuts,
so
I can stuff my face with nuts if I get peckish. But yeah, so it's not really, I guess it is to lose a bit of weight, but it's mainly to try and stop feeling sluggish all the time.
Yeah.
Because I was drinking like cappuccinos and lattes and things, and if you have two or three of them in a day, that's a lot of milk when you think about it, on top of everything else. So yeah, so it's water in my porridge in the morning. And
I've switched to skim milk, actually.
Yeah.
Because I always had skim milk before, but with Isabel coming along, it's better for them to have full fat milk, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we just all adopted to full fat milk. But yeah, since Christmas, I thought I'm going to switch to skim milk again.
Cool.
Because I do like my cornflakes. Yeah. But I got a Fitbit.
Oh, you got
so
one.
So I have got some kind of gadget.
Yeah.
Bought for myself. So yeah, so but it's interesting because I went just before Christmas, went to see Gareth, golf pro.
Right.
And I said, you know, I want to get my handicap down next year, but I need to get stronger and fitter so I can practice more.
Yeah.
I said about lower back issues and hip flexor issues and stuff. So we did the whole strength testing stuff. He's given me a set of exercises and stretches to do, which I've been doing the stretches more than the exercises. Because he said, like, how often can you do the exercise, do you think? I was like, yeah, you know, work from home, got spare time, can do them 3 to 4 times a week. Literally, the squats he's given me to do, it takes me like 4 days to recover from them in my legs so far. So I can only do them like once or twice a week at the moment. But hopefully I'll be able to build up on that. But I'm not sure whether it's the stretches or the being away from my desk for 2 to 3 weeks that kind of my lower back issues have just gone.
Really? That's interesting. Yeah.
I kind of knew from the strength testing that we did and the stretch testing that I did with Gareth, like, oh, it's all my upper legs, so like quads, hamstrings, glutes and stuff. That's causing all my back issues because they're all so tight that they're kind of moving my hips into a position they shouldn't be and putting pressure on my spine from it being tilted and so on. So all the stretches I've got to do are all around that area. And yeah, so it's good. So hopefully that will continue.
Hope so, yeah.
And I'm hoping with the Fitbit, obviously it tracks the number of steps you do. Mm. And I'm kind of hoping it's just a little reminder of being on my wrist the whole time of trying to eat healthily.
Yeah.
So it's just we'll see.
Yeah.
So if anybody else has got Fitbit, because you can add people to challenges and
can
stuff
you?
Like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's quite good.
So I know Ed that we know has got a Fitbit, so he's on my list of friends. And so, if anybody else has got a Fitbit, hit me up on Twitter or something.
So what does it do other than track your steps?
Oh, well, so this one, so I went for the Surge.
Right.
And there's a new one coming out in March, actually. But this one tracks calories burned, distance walked. It's got heart rate, so beats per minute. Steps. And then this one's because it's got a GPS, you can use it for tracking your runs and stuff as well.
That's really good.
Because you put your weight in and stuff. If you say you're doing yoga or weights or other exercises and stuff, it'll calculate, you know, what the average calories are that you probably burn and stuff as well. So
that's good.
So yeah, it's quite good. I think Sophie wants to get one as well once the baby pops out, because obviously she's got the goal of losing weight, so we'll get a bit competitive around that, no doubt. Well. Yeah, so it's good.
Brilliant, that's good, yeah. So I'm going a bit mental, actually. I had a chat with a friend of mine at darts on Tuesday who's a runner, but he's really quick. He's tall and thin and he's fast. And he runs all the time now. He runs to and from work, which is like 13 kilometers each way. And he is trying to, well, he wasn't trying to get me, but he was running a half marathon in Wokingham in February.
Yeah.
And he said it's really flat, so he's not too worried about it, and he's trying to say I should go for it as well, and I'm kind of thinking about it. If I can get, I've only done 5Ks this year so far, which is only like 2 or 3, but if I can get to a decent 10K or a couple of 10Ks that feel all right rather than feeling dead at the end of it, I might actually sign up for it and try and do it.
Are you going to do Reading again?
I'm doing Reading again, yeah.
Are you signed up,
for that? Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. You can do London Marathon in my name if you like. I haven't been doing any. Well, I think I said to Soph at Christmas, I'm just kind of discounting it. I'm not going to do it. So.
Just not going to bother, no.
Unless there is some dramatic change in the next couple of weeks in my decision.
The trouble is, you needed to have been training by now already, really, don't you?
Yeah.
So.
Plus, I meant to say this, actually, with all this stuff about, say, I'm feeling quite motivated in the new year and deciding what to work on and stuff. Obviously, a baby coming along, I could throw all that into to doubt anyway, so I've kind of given myself a get-out clause there straight away, haven't I?
Yeah,
so.
That's interesting. Yeah, that'll be funny to see how that works out, having two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say it's easier, don't they? Everyone says it's easier, but I don't understand how. Like, Isabel, she's starting to play by herself now and things like that, but you still have to keep an eye on her. It's not like, I don't know.
See how that goes. Look for good feedback.
It's funny, though, because, like, she's got, have you played, did you ever have the shopping game with Lois?
No.
You know where you got, it's like memory where you get a board and you get the cards and you've got to match the cards to what you've got on your board.
Oh right, we never played that. No.
But anyway, so Isabel, like every now and again she'll say, well, let's play the shopping game, so you set it all up and start playing it. But you know, children's attention span isn't that great, is it? So like after 2 minutes she'll be like switching off or wanting to do something else and stuff. But the problem is my attention span is probably about the same as Isabel's. So if she starts switching off and stuff, I get so annoyed and I'm like, look, if you're not going to pay attention, then my attention span's like, I'm not interested anymore either. So I'll go do something else as well. So we're bad as each other. And poor Sophie, I don't know how she copes.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I was trying to get Lois to do one of those time stop videos with Lego people where you just take
them
a little bit. Her attention span with that was like, because we got it set up and she started to do it, and as she was moving them, she pulled the Lego man out of position. So it's like, oh right, okay, well how are we gonna try and get it back, or should we just start again?
Yeah,
daddy, this is boring. Great. I think she might be a bit young for it yet, so give her another year or so.
Yeah, hey ho. Anything else?
No, that's it. I did see, I don't know if you saw the Twitter, there's rumours that they're going to try and update it to allow you 10,000 characters.
Really?
Yeah.
I did see that.
It's a bit...
Twitter's just marketing now, anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, I wonder if it's
going to... Every tweet is people trying to promote something or push their latest article or...
Yeah. It feels like there might be something else coming along at some point. I don't know. You can't see it on the horizon, but it feels like it's getting to the point where it's saturated and something else might pop in. And
well, they've been struggling with getting new users, haven't they, and user adoption and keeping users and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're a publicly floated company now, and their share price has been hit hard, hasn't it? So they've got to come up with something new to keep investors happy and, you know, interested in buying shares and keeping us, hopefully getting the price up and stuff. So, yeah, again, Medium is like the new publishing platform that lots of people are writing on, isn't it? So
yeah,
I kind of see their 10,000 words as taken on Medium. And I know Facebook are doing Facebook articles, aren't they? LinkedIn have for ages.
Somebody was saying though that the Twitter thing, because what they were saying is that lots of people are like taking screenshots of text and then putting them in Twitter as an image. So that's the sort of thing they want to do. But some people were saying that all these integrations they've got now where you can embed videos and embed different things, this might be something along those lines. So your tweets will still be 140 characters, but if you wanted to embed an article or embed something else, you could do, but it would and it would be text, not image, so it's searchable.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't be like a normal tweet, it would be like an embedded thing. But I don't know,
have to see.
Mm.
I guess back in the day when you said to someone you can only write 140 characters, it is a crap idea. People say, what a stupid idea. Yeah. So you know, we shouldn't poo-poo it and say absolutely it'll never work. Absolutely. who knows
indeed.
Very good,
cool. So you're back on Baby Watch.
Yes, indeed. Any day now.
Excellent. Well, you have to let me know when it happens.
Will do. Exciting times.
And all that.
Yes, that's probably the most exciting bit. No, it's not. What am I about? Oh, that's a funny thing. Are you doing dry January?
No.
No.
Are you?
Well, I kind of set up half of mine to do it, but then we had a golf competition on the 2nd of January. we did really, really well. And kind of, we thought we were going to win, actually. We didn't. We came third. We were like, oh, I've got to have a beer after having played so well at golf. So we did. So it lasted 1.5 days.
That's good going. It's not bad.
Right.
All right. Speak to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, then. Bye. Mate.